Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Fire it off.
Hey, massive thanks to Emmy Mack, who's been on air with us this week, doing a great job.
Yeah, thanks, Emmy.
Don't know if you're still in there, Emmy, but...
Oh, cheers, guys.
We appreciate it.
Oh, any time.
Putting in the hard yards.
I'll tell you what, I don't know how you guys do these hours every day. I'm yawning.
Neither do we.
Yeah, I don't even know that I'm here right now.
Nah, it's great to have you on board the show this week, so just really appreciate it. Emmy Mack, you're not our full-time news reader, though, moving forward, are you? There's a new lady starting soon.
Yes, yes. I'm just in here making a cameo.
Okay. Have you met the newbie yet?
No, I haven't, but I hear good things. I hear good things.
That's what they all
I've
say.
I've heard bad things.
Oh,
just kidding. I'm joking.
She'll be great.
Only
She'll
one be... bad thing.
What'd you hear?
I heard.
What? Start
heard
a
anything.
Rumour. Start a little workplace rumour.
I heard she's one of me.
What's that?
She's an Italiano.
Ooh, okay.
We've got some more Italians on board.
Can I ask then, does that mean you guys get along more or less?
We get along more.
Okay.
If she was Greek, look out.
Ooh, you'd be at war.
That's why Yamo and I don't get along. Our boss, because he's Greek and I'm Italian.
You butt heads.
Yeah, I could call him a Greek swear word right now, but he would get up.
Well, you have already once on the show, so it hasn't stopped you in the past.
What do you
past.
Mean once? There's been multiple
it hasn't
times.
Stopped you.
If anyone... He's not in my good books at the moment, can I say? We've had words with each other in the last couple of days.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I could say a few things about him.
Why don't we get Yamo on the air today? Is it lucky I talked over that? What was that? What was that?
It was an Italian swear word. But it's warranted. It's nothing too bad.
Why don't we get him on the air and you guys just duke it out? You and Boss Yamo just...
We'd have to pre-record that.
Would you?
There'd be that much swearing, I reckon.
Maybe there's something we can do after the show with that. Who knows?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Yesterday, I've been going to Riverside Dental for the last couple of weeks because they did some work on my teeth where they whitened my teeth, and I was so happy with the results. Like, awesome.
They came up well, didn't they?
Really well. Yeah. And then I missed an appointment last week because I thought it was a double-up appointment for my teeth whitening.
Right.
But turns out I needed to go in for a checkup.
Okay.
And I was like, didn't I just do that?
You're like, my teeth are sparkling. Do I need to come back?
Look how white they are.
Yeah, I'm killing it.
Anyway, so I went in yesterday for my, I think I get them checked every 6 months or whatever it is. I think, but then we started talking about how long some people go without getting your teeth checked.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a guy that you and I used to work with back at the other radio station. And I had a conversation with him once where he told me how long it had been since he'd been to the dentist, and I felt so sick. I was like, you need to go to the dentist right now.
Some people put it off for years. How long was his? 10 years?
10 years.
10 years.
He hadn't been to the dentist, and I was like, you could have cysts growing in there. Like, you don't know. You could have, like, some sort of stuff going on that
some
affect you later on in life.
Some people are blessed, though. They go, I haven't been for 10 years. Then they go to the dentist and they go, your teeth are perfect.
Yeah.
I hate those people.
That's exactly what
that's
we
not
would,
me.
With Sky, my dentist, she was telling me, my dental hygienist, she was saying that, yeah, that is the case. Some people can go 10 years and they come in and they've got nothing. Some people can go 2 years and they come in and they've got 10 fillings.
Well, I went a year without getting the clean, which you meant to go, what, every 6 months? To
every
get
six
the,
months
to,
you meant
to check
go
up
in.
And clean?
Yeah.
I went a year without mine.
And what happened?
Oh, man. Oh, Riverside Dental as well.
Yeah.
The amount of scraping and stuff that they had to do and the smell.
Oh, yuck!
It's not a job I'd want to do. When they get in there and do it, it feels great and clean afterwards.
Oh, it does. It feels awesome.
I could smell it. And if I think it's bad.
Oh, Gaunzi!
You don't get that?
No!
Well, it's clean now.
I'm a hygienic person.
Do you floss every day?
Not every day, but often.
Neither do I.
Often, like 3 or 4 times a week. How often do you floss?
Only when I see food in there.
Gaunzi.
People aren't flossing, mate.
I'm telling you, people are flossing.
All right.
I want to ask on 13, 12, 16 right now, how long's it been? How long did you go without going to the dentist?
No, we're going to smell the breath through the through the phone. It's going to be that bad.
The longest time wins.
Oh,
no, we shouldn't be rewarding that. No,
I like that.
We'll think about it.
13, 12, 16.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Been having some work done on my teeth down at Riverside Dental, which is your dentist as well.
Yep, I go there.
They're really great down there and they are really friendly. And I was talking to one of the dental hygienists yesterday because I was having my 6-month checkup. And I was like, didn't I just have this? Wasn't I just here doing this? And she goes, you'd be surprised some of the people we get in and how long it's been.
How was your checkup, by the way? How did you go? Oh, pretty happy with that.
Good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing my flossing.
Get your floss on.
There's been a couple of times, though, when I lived over in America, I lived over there for a couple of years, and when I got back, I think I hadn't been to the dentist for about 18 months. I had extensive, the most I've ever had, and the dentist said to me, he goes, the food over there, because of how much sugar and how processed it is, he goes, I see it all the time when people go travelling and they come back.
I would hate that job, picking at people's teeth all day.
Made me feel sick.
Ugh.
Anyway, I wanted to ask on 13, 12, 16, how long's it been? How long did you go without going to the dentist?
Sharon's in Watanabe. Morning, Shaz.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Sharon.
Hit us with the years.
How long did you go?
16.
Oh, 16 Shaz. Years.
And when 16. You went, and when you went, what was the reason? Did you have a really bad toothache or you just decided to go and was there any work?
Oh, well, I stupidly was getting married for the first time.
Right.
So I went to go and get them cleaned. That was in 2001. And I haven't had the need to go back.
Oh, so you haven't even been back in that 16 years?
No.
Oh, Sharon.
You got to go to Riverside Dental.
Go to Riverside. See Nicole and Kyle. You've They'll look after you.
If it's not broke, why fix it?
Oh, Sharon.
It might be broke without you even knowing it, Shaz.
It could be an underlying
no
broke.
Pain, it's all good.
Oh, mate.
That is not what the dentist says, can I say? Oh, Sharon.
Shaz.
Probably not.
Book an appointment today, please, for your work colleagues and people around you.
Dentures aren't that bad, Shaz.
Jess is in Chain Valley Bay. Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Morning.
How many long? Years?
I turned 20 this month and I've never been to the dentist.
In your whole life?
Never.
In my whole life.
So you're 20 and you've never, ever been to the dentist?
Yeah. And I think
her teeth are falling out.
Yeah, on his teeth. Like, you're good.
Oh, Jess, I'm scared for you.
Yeah.
Makes me worried.
Her breath was that bad, it was breaking up the phone, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jess, 20 years, you got to book in.
Let's go to Kate in Gwendolyn. Morning, Kate.
Morning.
How long has it been since you've been to the dentist?
So it's my husband, and he thinks the last time he went, he was about 10 or 12, and he's now just turned 33.
Okay.
So 20 years as well?
Yeah, just over.
Another 2 decades.
A lot changes since you were 10.
But the thing is that if you look at his teeth, they are so pretty. Like, they're always clean. I looked in his mouth once because I'm like, you've got to go to the dentist. It's like, there's no hole. So I looked in there and there's no hole.
Kate's like, I did the checkup. Looked good.
Good to go.
No
You're
need
fine,
to go
mate.
To the dentist.
You're fine. And how is it kissing him, Kate? I mean, he's your husband. No bad breath
I've
or anything?
I've got worse teeth than him and I live at the dentist.
Right. Really? There's some people
some
like
people
that.
Damn those people.
I know.
I'm actually one of them because I never had braces and my teeth are straight. I'm so lucky. Like, I look at other people have to wear the plate every night. Oh, some people are just lucky like that, aren't they?
It's all out for some people. Let's go to Tammy in Camwell. Tammy, how many years?
Morning. How many years, Tammy?
The last time I went to the dentist was 1994.
So how many years is that?
A long time. 23 years, something.
Yep, 23 years.
Yep. She's the winner this morning. 23
years.
And you've never had any, like, toothaches or anything?
Never had a toothache. Never, ever have I had a toothache in my life. My teeth are white. The only reason why I went to the dentist was to get my... I had a gap that I needed filled for my wedding photos. And that's it.
That's
I don't have wisdom teeth. I've never had a toothache, so...
Wow.
Can I say, please don't take that into your day today. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Go to the dentist. It could be broke.
In 23 years is, I mean, just the thought of it.
This is what he'll sound like with no teeth.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
13 12 16 is our number if you ever want to get involved in our show. I'd love to chat to the ladies that make more money than their husbands.
So the breadwinners.
Yeah, because this headline reading, wives cause men to get stressed. Poor blokes.
Oh,
isn't it tough being
a
bloke?
Can you imagine your wife bringing home heaps of money?
I know.
That would cause a lot of stress.
I mean, no stress of having to work causing the stress.
Oh, horrible.
How dare these ladies go out and be successful and make money?
Oh,
I mean,
terrible.
It is ridiculous. God, get back in the kitchen. I don't mean that.
I know you don't.
Your face, though. I felt like nervous saying it, too. Hey, I'll just give you this, though, Bree, because sociologists have done a study of couples over three decades, and they do find that health problems in men whose wife become the main breadwinner do exist. Things like heart problems, chronic lung disease, and stomach ulcers. And they even said early research shows that house husbands are more likely to be unfaithful as well. Greater risk of having an affair.
I'm fuming.
It's part of the reason why I brought it up. Because I knew you'd take off on this.
That's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Like, if you're like, and obviously there'd be males that wouldn't be like that at all.
No, of course.
Because obviously there's males that are secure in who they are and they don't have to feel like that.
Yeah.
But obviously, if the study shows there's a lot of males that feel that insecure.
I pray for the day when I don't have to do anything and Jamie can just go earn it all. I'll happily do the housework and sit around at home. It'd be great. Footy all day. Let's chat to some ladies, the people of the show, 13, 12, 16. Nala's in Somersby. Morning, Nala.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you earn more than your partner?
Yes.
How much more?
Double.
Okay.
Okay.
And is he stressed? Does he have any health issues because you earn this amount of money?
No. When we first met, he was the one that earned a lot more. And then the tables slowly turned and then now we're here. But I think this article, whatever it is, I understand the whole the stress thing and all that and takes away their masculinity. But what I think as well is it comes down to motivation and themselves. Like most people, like men or women, they let themselves become like that. Like it's a stereotypical thing that the male is a breadwinner and the female stays at home with the kids and washes dishes. So it's very stereotypical. But at the end of the day, like my personal views is I don't want to stay at home and wash dishes. I want to go out there and have goals. So I think the problem is that most men, when they see that their wife is making more, their goals start to fade away, but they need to focus on that and strive for more, because that's the reason why their lady is earning more, because she's going for more.
You lose the motivation and you sort of take advantage of the situation and maybe sit around the house rather than making things happen.
I just think if it's a really good relationship, you guys support each other. That's what it's about. You're meant to support each other. It's not a competition.
That's
who
what
cares?
I agree with you. It's a team thing, and whether I make more than Jamie or Jamie makes more than me, it doesn't matter.
As long as it's going to the same thing. You both have the same goal.
Exactly. As long as it's coming in, I'm all about it. Let's go to Angela in Camwell. Morning, Angela.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. What's your situation? Do you earn more than your partner?
Yes. Well, I own my own business. I own a hair salon, and my husband just works for a company till about 3:30 every afternoon. So he does dinners, bath. I work late nights, weekends. So he does it all. He's like bends over backwards. But the same thing, like I agree with that lady, like I have goals and I've achieved them and it drives him to do the same and work hard. And at the end of the day, all the money is going to the same household. So.
Exactly.
And is his masculinity challenged in any way? Does he feel like he's...
Or does he embrace it, Angela, and he's like modern day?
He knows he's a housewife.
He's a modern day stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, that's cool.
It sounds like he does it all, which is awesome.
We've got a bloke that's called up, actually, Damien in Gorica. Morning, Damo.
Morning.
Hey, guys.
What's your situation, mate?
Well, my partner earns more than I do.
Yes.
And do you care?
No. As the previous speaker said, like, we're a team. We're in a house together. We both contribute to that. And the fact that she earns more doesn't, like, affect our relationship or affect my stress level. Because I think that's toxic masculinity stuff, which is just, like, really, really dangerous.
I totally agree. I think it says a lot about the male if he feels like that.
Yeah.
He's obviously got some underlying issues because it shouldn't be a problem.
It's how we're raised. Like, we're raised to be strong. We're raised to be, we're raised to be men, and men do these certain, and men behave in certain ways and do certain things and have certain responsibilities.
Yeah, I just hate that. I think that if your partner's earning more money, that doesn't make you any less of a man. Like, that's ridiculous.
And do you guys share...
Just get past that.
Yeah, get past it. But do you guys share a bank account, Damo? Do you share a bank account?
Yeah, we sure do, yep.
And when the money comes in, do you have to, I mean, I know you said you're a team, but you don't have to actually ask because she's earned more money. You don't have to actually say, can I use that money? It's just a joint thing, right?
No, that's right.
It's not like an allowance or anything like that.
Which
no,
I mean,
Like, I'm not a child. I don't have a...
Well, sometimes we can be, Damo. Let's be honest. I mean, we are blokes. I mean,
Gordy spent $1,000 on some ridiculous TV.
So you know,
so that's why he's on an allowance.
And that was Jamie's money. That wasn't my money. So.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Out of milk, dark, and white chocolate, what's your favourite?
Milk. Just give me straight up. I don't need that dark stuff.
Yeah, same here. What if I told you they've created a fourth type of chocolate for the first time in 80 years?
What have they, is it just all mixed together? Is it like a milky, dark, white chocolate?
No, it's a completely new variety.
Wow.
This is big, big news in the chocolate world, guys. Huge.
Everyone in the chocolate world's talking about it.
Seriously.
What is it? What's the flavour?
Swiss chocolate giant Barry Callebaut says it
used the
ruby cocoa bean to create a confectionery with a berry fruitness and luscious smoothness.
It sounds like a cherry ripe.
So they're calling the new type of chocolate ruby after its characteristics.
Yep.
It's got that red tinged colour to it. And it's the fourth ever type to be created since the white version in 1930.
How do we get our hands on it?
Not sure.
I want some. Don't tease me with the new chocolate and we can't eat it.
I know. Well, apparently it's going to be available pretty soon. But, yeah, it's in the very first stages of development.
Haven't scientists been working on this or something?
Yeah. They've had a lot of people working on this.
How do you get that job as a scientist to work on a brand new chocolate flavour? I mean, that's as far as science goes.
I will put my hand up. That makes science sexy.
That's what I mean.
I will put my hand up for that.
You know?
Isn't that amazing? The first since 1930.
1930 is a long time. Do you reckon they're all melting it and sort of trying it together?
They'd have to try a lot of chocolate.
They?
It'd be a very rough gig.
It'd be tough.
It'd be horrible. So terrible.
Oh, I feel so sorry for them. They probably cracked it a long time ago. And they've been in the lab going, oh, God.
Still nothing.
Still haven't cracked it. You would not believe it.
Guys, anything today? Still nothing.
Going to need another 10 years on this one.
Going to need a couple more barrels of that milk chocolate in here.
Bring it in. We'll test it for you.
Back that truck in.
Come on.
We need a whole lot of the stuff.
I could swear you've cracked it by now. No. Got a lot of time to go.
At least another 40 years.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, we've got holidays coming up this week and looking forward to it. Got a week off, which is going to be great. I've booked a trip to Melbourne just to see family, my dad and stuff live there, so great to see them. And then we thought we'd go to Tassie, because I've been to Tassie. My cousin lives there, but Jamie, my fiance, has never been. And we're like, it's right there.
Is that the cousin you dated?
Oh, here we go. The Tassie cousin stuff. She's not far off my age. I'm just saying we have been out together and people thought, we went out together one night and people said, is that your girlfriend? I said, no, that's my cousin.
Well, that's because you were kissing her.
I'd like to apologise to my cousin Jade right now for this abuse.
You think she can do better? Sorry. I'll let you go.
Nah,
no,
it's
more
all
jokes.
Right. Nah.
No more.
My cousin's not going to be there this trip.
I've met her. She's lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, she's too good for you.
I wouldn't go out with her anyway, mate.
Cousin.
She could be Miranda Kerr, and if she was my cousin, I'd steer clear.
She's a lovely girl.
Anyway, I've lost track where we're at now.
Sorry.
Anyway, no, but yeah, Spirit of Tassie. We've booked it. I found out that the day we're doing the Spirit of Tassie is the 1 year anniversary that Jamie and I got engaged.
Oh, that's cool.
So on our 1 year anniversary, we're going to get on this Spirit of Tassie, and I thought this is going to be really nice. I like that kind of stuff. Boat trips, you know, I'm cool with it. Jamie gets really boat sick. She gets car sick.
And it's not good.
I know. I did a post on my Facebook page and said, has anyone done it? Thinking, hoping people go, it's amazing, you'll love it. Not what I got. I got, take a paper bag. I got, loved it, but the missus thought she was going to die. Thanks. Someone else said, do you like roller coasters? Someone said,
oh, no.
It's like an RSL on wheels. On water.
Is this on TripAdvisor or? No,
this is just all my friends.
Jeez, the spirit of Tassie's copping it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be nice. I mean, I've got a couple
How
of nice ones
it?
As well. 13 hours. It's an overnight
trip.
Oh,
nah. That's for no one.
So 13 hours on a boat.
That is for no
Have
one.
Have you ever done anything like this? Have you done a cruise or anything? I've never done a cruise. This is like my first little entry level thing into it.
I sailed on a yacht around the Whitsundays.
Okay.
That's all I've done, and I loved it.
Yeah, you're all right with
but
the waters?
But I was on a million-dollar yacht with a bunch of friends.
Not the budget spirit of Tassie.
So relatable.
How are you on a million-dollar yacht?
One of my mates, she plays in the Matildas,
right.
Katrina Gorry.
Yeah.
Her family's like super
Loaded.
Wealthy, and they own the yacht, and we had like our own personal skipper and stuff. It
wow.
was amazing. It was good.
Do they want to loan me the yacht so I can go from Melbourne to Tassie that day? Any chance?
Hey, if your fiance Jamie gets really sick and she can't go, you can meet Jay down there.
All right, mate.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
There's a trend that's happening, and it's going around that men should start impregnating their partners.
Yeah, is this to do with the World Cup
yes,
coming up?
Which we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
The Aussies have a lot of work to do if they want to make the World Cup. But men are starting to spread the word, saying you should impregnate your partners now because you might get paternity leave next year for the World Cup.
So the timing is right. So if you do it now, the timing works out to be spot on.
9 months.
Wow.
And you'll probably hit it right on the nail that you'll get a couple of weeks off to watch the World Cup.
Can you imagine getting closer to that date, though, when you're getting, you know, your partner's close to giving birth and you're like, just hold out for me. Just one more week. I need that 2 weeks off over the World Cup.
I know. How selfish. Stay in there. Honey, my water broke. Get back in there.
You'll get back up in there if you know what's good for you, kid. Get back up in there. Interesting. I wonder if anyone has ever thought it out this much to get a couple of weeks off.
You never know. I reckon definitely for the Olympics.
Really?
I'd do it for the Olympics.
Do you reckon ladies have done it?
Is anyone willing to impregnate? I'm just joking.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind a couple of weeks off for the World Cup.
I wonder if any radio show's ever done that. 13, 12, 16, impregnate my co-host. You put it out
No
there.
Calls.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Not one.
That is disappointing.
But looks like we're working over the World Cup then.
I've got a theory.
Okay.
I don't want to put him in it, and usually I'm not a big fan of the Royals.
Mm.
But did we not announce yesterday?
This is true.
The princess
is
pregnant. All I'm saying, I think William.
He's keen. He's keen to go to the World Cup.
He's thought about it.
Yep.
He wants to go to the World Cup. He goes, paternity leave from being a royal.
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. Isn't he on the money too, by the way? Three kids. Like just, he's just pumping them out. Yeah, where will he stop?
Shooting no blanks, that guy.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, front page of the Daily Telegraph today, and I'm not going to get on air and claim that I know everything about this situation because I don't, and that's why I want to get this guy on. We're trying to get on Chris Reason from Channel 7. He's the 7 News chief reporter to give us more. He's in South Korea at the moment in Seoul, and it's all to do with Kim Jong-un and what's going on with this nuclear stuff that's going on, the testing and all that sort of stuff. Apparently today, in about 35 minutes, Donald Trump and Malcolm Turnbull are going to get on the phone together and work out what they need to do in this situation. Because apparently, if this goes to war, we're involved. Australia's going to be rubbed into this
thing. Because we're an ally with the US.
Exactly. So they're going to talk about this today.
And this is why it's so scary that Donald Trump is in power.
Yeah.
Because it ropes us into it, that's why.
Well, look, he doesn't do much to calm the situation, I know that much. When he gets on Twitter and says what he says, it's rarely calming, it's more, you know,
Have you
demanding.
Heard the list of stuff that Donald Trump has stuffed up
no,
in a short time?
I haven't.
He's been in power?
Do you know any of them?
You should see the list.
Really?
It is extensive.
Yeah?
Like, it's a lot.
What's on there? Can you get the list?
I'll get the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find the list, because I was watching Jimmy Kimmel, and he did a bit of a spiel on it on his late night show.
Okay.
And we should grab the audio of Jimmy Kimmel talking about it, because, I mean, I'm not someone who's super involved in politics, and I don't know much about it, but when Jimmy Kimmel breaks it down, you should just hear some of the stuff that he's done.
And makes it simple.
I mean,
for
just
us.
Recently, some of the stuff Donald Trump's done, like he said that transgender people can't serve that for their country.
Yep.
He also put that ban on Muslim people, got rid of all like different types of, you know, whatever people that were living in the country.
He's
like,
definitely
changed
taking,
all the laws around that.
He's taking some radical actions, isn't he?
Yeah.
For his time in there. I'm constantly reading stories that say, oh, this is his last week in power. All that sort of stuff. Like he's going to be.
It was interesting because Jimmy Kimmel like pleads with, well, doesn't plead. He just says like when he's talking about it, he goes, I get it. You know, all these people that voted him in.
Yeah.
He's like, I get that you wanted change and, you know, you voted for someone who was promising massive change. He's like, but even all of those people now that were like, yeah, I'm voting Trump, you have to admit to yourself it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big mistake.
Well, how long into the term are we? Well, we've got 3.5 more years.
Oh, there's
of it,
a so long time to go.
It's still a long time to go. Look, we're going to try and get Chris Reason on before 7.30 this morning. We locked in 7.10 with him, but he'd be very busy today. So when we come back, if we've got him, we'll have a chat to him. If not, we'll move on. But I just want to understand more about this situation because I really don't. But, I mean, I think we all sit around and go, oh, nothing's going to happen. It's going to be fine. But I genuinely think we could find ourselves in a pretty hairy situation,
yeah.
And especially once Australia gets involved in this stuff, it'll be interesting to see what comes off the back of this phone call today at 7:45.
Mm-hmm. If Donald Trump doesn't hang up again.
Yeah, well.
Because that's what happened last time we talked to our Prime Minister.
Little lover's tiff between the two, wasn't it?
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Just on the phone to Channel 7 as we see if we can get Chris Reason from Channel 7, the 7 News chief reporter who's in South Korea. Seoul this morning, just to give us the update on what's going on, because I'm reading in the paper today, Bree, it says here that Kim Jong-un is begging for war.
And I mean, Donald Trump is like a bull.
Yep.
He's like a raging bull. You wave something red in front of him and he goes for the bait.
He is getting a bit fired up about the whole thing, and he's chatting to Malcolm Turnbull today.
Yes, literally today. But
20 minutes time.
We were talking about just before, I was telling you about a thing I watched on Jimmy Kimmel. This was a couple of weeks ago when all that stuff was going down in Charlottesville with the left wing people, and Donald Trump didn't really, he kind of was in the middle of it. Like, he kind of was taking the white supremacist side, and, like, people were just going nuts. Like, it was ridiculous. And Jimmy Kimmel, we'll post this chat to our Facebook page, but there was a part in it that I was telling you about where he lists all the stuff that Trump has done in the short amount of time that he's been in power.
Yep.
And it's actually scary to listen to some of the things that he's done back to back.
You've got it there.
I've got it here. Yep. I'll play you a piece of the chat. Jimmy Kimmel will pick it up where he talks about some of the stuff that Donald Trump has done since going into power.
Of course, it like 35-1, and somehow it paid off. So now he's the president, and it starts off okay. He meets with President Obama, and they seem to have a nice conversation. Then he moves into the White House. Right off the bat, he's angry at the media for reporting that the crowd at his inauguration was smaller than he thought it was, which was weird, but not important, really. And he claimed it stopped raining when he was speaking at his inaugural address, which everyone could see it was raining, but okay, it was his first week, you give him a break. So he gets in there, hires his daughter, he hires his son-in-law, demands an investigation of voter fraud, even though he won the election. He calls the Prime Minister of Australia and hangs up on him. He won't shake Angela Merkel's hand. He doesn't know Frederick Douglass isn't alive. He claims he can't release his tax returns because they're under audit, then says he's not going to release them at all. He signs a ban on Muslims that he claims isn't a ban on Muslims. He compliments the president of the Philippines for murdering drug addicts. Hours after a terror attack in London, he starts a fight with their mayor. After criticizing Obama for playing golf, he plays golf every weekend. He accidentally shares classified intelligence with the Russians. He tweets a typo at midnight, then wakes up and claims it was a secret message. Praises Jim Comey in October, calls him a coward in June. He fires him. He lashes out at his own attorney general for recusing himself from an investigation. He hires the mooch. He fires the mooch. He bans the transgendered in the military without telling anyone in the military he's doing it. He plays chicken with Kim Jong-un. And that's just some of the list. If I went through all of it, it'd be longer than the menu at the Cheesecake Factory. It would be huge.
So he's just making it up as he goes along. But
it's scary to see when it's all put together. Like, that's just in the short however many months he's been in.
Yeah, I know. And we all sit back and you can hear the crowd in that audio laughing. Like,
it's funny, but when you think about it.
No, seriously, these are the things that affect.
It's terrifying.
Unbelievable stuff.
We'll post that full chat. It's actually really interesting to our Facebook page if you want to catch Jimmy Kimmel talking about saving the US from Trump.
Yeah, you can have your say on that this morning. And what are they saying now? 20 minutes time. So Trump and Malcolm Turnbull are going to sit down and have a chat. So interesting to see what's going to come off the back of this, because like Kimmel mentioned there and you earlier in the show, mm-hmm. last time they hung up on each other.
I know, but it's interesting because Donald Trump is a businessman. He's not a politician.
Yeah.
And Malcolm Turnbull's kind of the same.
Yeah.
So you think they'd get along.
Oh,
it'll be interesting to see what comes from the chat today.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two rebel actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's amateur acting.
Well, I'm just getting my director's tips off Brie here as my character, so...
Let's step it up today.
Okay.
If you haven't heard this before, Gondi and I are about to act out a scene from a movie. When you know what movie, call through on 13 12 16.
I have asked for more meatier roles that I can sink my teeth into. Because you only win the big awards if you really play a character that's out of the box.
Well, not if you're Meryl Streep. She wins it for everything.
Most overrated actor ever.
Because she's amazing.
Yeah, overrated, yeah. Okay.
I could say the same about you.
Hey, I say the same about me. That's why I can say that.
You're an overrated amateur actor.
I'm overrated at everything I do. All right.
Okay, cool. I'm going to stand up for this because this is a pretty important scene in this movie. It's very powerful. Okay.
I'm emotional, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And Director H, when you're ready.
Action!
What's wrong? What's wrong? Are you sick?
No.
Then why the hell is that trash out there dancing your part?
Because I wanted her to. She's not trash.
Jesus Christ, Maureen, I don't know how to respond to this.
You could ask me why.
Okay, fine. Why? Why? In God's name, why?
Because... I don't want to be a ballet dancer.
Yes, you do. You've always wanted to.
No, Mom. If this is what I wanted, I wouldn't be as unhappy as I've been. Don't you hear me? I'm telling you, I'm unhappy and I'm sick.
All right. Thank God.
Was I anywhere near my character?
No, nowhere near.
Just seen the script as I'm reading it.
Let's go to Hannah on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Hannah.
Morning.
I don't know how you're going to pick this from that horrific acting, but do you know the film?
Oh, that was great. It
Thank
was
you.
Awesome. No, it's Center Stage.
Is that right?
It is right.
Oh, congratulations.
Center Stage.
That's it.
The scene where she tells her mum that she can no longer live out her mum's dream.
You were very over the top for a mum. Or is that how she's
no,
in the movie?
That's how she was.
Really?
Yeah. She's not happy. It's the scene where the mum sees that she's given another girl her part and then it really gets fiery.
I can't do this anymore. Don't you care about this?
Of course I care, but this is your dream. Maureen, don't throw away your dream.
It's your dream and it matters more to you than it ever mattered to me. So I did it. But I can't anymore.
Fine, let's go get McDonald's.
I'm going to have to watch that scene just to see how close I got.
Go have a look.
I don't think I got
it's a good
anywhere
film,
near
isn't it,
it.
Hannah?
Yeah?
I think Jamie made me watch it a couple of weekends ago.
Really?
Center Stage.
It's a
snooze fest.
It was a staple movie in our household.
Yeah, I bet. Mm. The ladies love it. Don't miss the action-packed comedy screen now at Event Cinemas Tugra. Ryan Reynolds, The Hitman's Bodyguard. It's in cinemas now. Hannah's off to the movies to see some true professionals do what they do. Up on the big screen. I'm embarrassed by that.
Why?
Because I sucked at that.
No, I reckon, no, it wasn't too bad.
No, be honest with me.
I feel like your last line you did, which was the, I told you you had to semi-cry, and that wasn't too bad.
I feel dirty.
Your girl voice isn't the best, though.
I'm happy with that. It's not a bad thing.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.